We have this week Vayakel, Pekudei, Parshas Parah, so we'll do a little bit of each. Perek Lamed Hei, Pasuk Lamed. Vayomer Moshe el Bnei Yisrael, Ru'u Kara Hashem B'Shem B'Tzalel Ben Uri Ben Chur L'Mate Yehuda. Moshe uses this lashon, Ru'u Kara Hashem B'Shem B'Tzalel. See Hashem, what's this lashon Ru'u? And it's interesting because he was using the language of the Rabbeinu Shlom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him in Parashat Kisiso, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lema, Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Bey says, Re'ei Karasi B'Shem B'Tzal Ben Uri Ben Chur. The Rabbeinu Shlom used this Lashon Re'u, and for some reason he said over to Klal Yisrael, this same Lashon Re'u. Why did he need to repeat the Lashon of Re'u? Obviously Re'u is teaching us something. Says Rabbi Moshe in his Sefer, Darash Moshe, that is coming to teach us a very important yisoid in life. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Samach Tesoma Beis tells us that Salel was 13 years old at this time. He had this ge'oinus already at Bar Mitzvah. He was a higher level at 13 years old than the zekenim of his doyer. Why was he given this special chachma, this seichel? Obviously, it was given to him for a purpose. It was given to him to be able to build that Mishkan. He was given this special kishreinus and special abilities and the Ruach HaKodesh be able to build the Mishkan. And so Moshe says to Klal Yisrael, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, Ru'u, see, look at this Betzal. Look at him. How does he have, why does he have these kishreinus? Why does he have these talents, these abilities? Obviously, there's a purpose in it. The purpose is, Re'u, see, was given to him to be able to use Avodas HaKodesh. And says Rav Moshe, that every one of us has to look at ourselves and look, what abilities do we have? What talents do we have? What capabilities? What strength? They're given to us for Avodas Hashem. We have to zero in on them and use them for the correct purpose. If we have something special, it's not stum it was given to us. Ru'u, see, why were you given that ability? It's something that you could use to enhance your Avodas Habayra. Perek Lamed Hei, Pasuk Chav Zayin. Vanesiyim heviu es avnei ashoyim ves avnei amluim la'efod la'choshen. And Rashi tells us that the word Nesiyim is written Chosa Yud. It's lacking a Yud. Because the Nesiyim had said, let the Tzibur give their Nedavos, and whatever is missing at the end will be Mashlim. We'll make up. The Tzibur gave everything possible to give. There was nothing left to give, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them. The Avnei Shoyim and the Avnei Meluim, and they're able to bring those. So because they were lazy, and they brought last. So the word there, the Loshen, Hanasiyim, is missing a Yud to show their Atzlus. And because they were lazy now, when it came to the Chanukah Samishkan, the setting up of the Mishkan, there they were the first to bring Karbonus. They wanted to make up for what they were lacking earlier. So the Chavetz Chaim first all points out, because they did something shaloi kedin, they did something wrong. They were this atzel, they were lazy. So what happens? They lost a letter from their name. So if you lose a letter from your name for doing something wrong, HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts midah keneged midah. But midah tov is meruba midah bronius. What you get for doing good is multiplied 500 times, many times over, for what you did in doing something wrong. So when they did and corrected their chet, how did they correct it? They were the first to bring the karbonos when the Mishkan was set up. And how does our Torah write that? It writes their karbonos. It repeats them again and again and again. How many extra letters each of the karbonos they bring could have been written one time. And so they all bought the same karbon. But the Torah goes in great length. Now, HaKadosh Baruch is teaching us that when a person does a mitzvah b'zrizus, how much ava he has, how much he loves such a person. You do a mitzvah b'chabura the way you're supposed to do, with that zrizus, then it's repeated many times. While over here, they only lost one letter in their name. Also, we see that Reb Chaim Shmulevitz points out, how important it is losing an ois. You think, okay, they lost it. The seam is written without a yud. You see, what happens when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the yud away from Sarai and made her name to Sarah? The yud complained to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and was already comforted when the yud was told it would be added to Yeshua's name. So you see the chashivas of one letter. So this was a tremendous loss for them to lose that yud. But why did they lose the yud? They made a cheshbon over here, Eli L'Shem Shemayim. An unbelievable cheshbon Shem Shemayim. Imagine Rosh Yeshiva who is told, he's collecting money, he's fundraising, he's trying to build a building, and somebody says, listen, you do your fundraising. Whatever you're missing at the end, I'll make up the rest. Whatever your budget for shortfall is, at the end of the year, I'll give you. Anybody would be happy. It's unbelievable. So why is it over here, it's called Nis'atzlu, they were lazy. It was godless what they did. The kasha. So the Brisk Rav said pshat is that when there's a mitzvah to do, you don't start making cheshbonos and thinking things through. Comes to a mitzvah, you mevatel your cheshbonos. You go, you rush, you're excited to do the mitzvah. And nidvas and mishkan was supposed to be done chol liboy, with all their heart. And when you start making cheshbonos like that, why not to do it? There's something missing. That has to be those atzlus there as well. Rav Chaim Shalevitz brings out this point, and he says that it's true that a cheshbon l'shem shemayim, but Chazal could see deeper than that. And even very often when a person has a cheshbon l'shem shemayim, one has to look what's going on in the subconscious mind. And Chazal understood in their subconscious mind there was laziness involved as well. Yes, they, as far as they were concerned, it was totally l'shem shemayim. But deep down, in the deep recesses of their mind, there was a laziness involved. There's a maisa, the Rabbi Aaron, the Belzerov, the previous Belzerov. His father told him at one time he was sick, he shouldn't go to the mikveh before shachris every day. And his brother-in-law saw him going to the mikveh every day. And he was shocked. He knew that his father told him not to. So how could Rabbi Aaron go to the mikveh every day when his father told him he's not allowed to go? And one day, he went and he asked him, how come he goes? So he told him, it's very simple. When my father told me not to go, of course, I decide I'm definitely not going to go. And then, the next morning, I got up for Shachris, and I was going to go to the Bais Medrash. But I was thinking to myself, the Maisa, I'm able to get up a few minutes later. I don't have to bother going. It's cold outside. It's not easy to go. Why am I not going? Is there also some, I'm gaining something from as well? It's easy. It makes my life easier as well. It bothered me that. So what I did every day is, I went to the mikveh, I got undressed, walked over to the mikveh, didn't tovel, like my father told me, got dressed and left the mikveh. And I did that every day to make sure the reason I'm not going is not because of Asl's laziness. On a more litvish oifen, a similar story I saw, Rav Yitzchak Mevarka, he was lying on his bed one day, and he wanted a shmek tabak, he wanted a smell of snuff. And the snuff was in the other room. And he was going to get up to go and get the snuff. And he said to himself, Tyvus, what do I need a shmek tabak for? It's just Tyvus. I'm going to mevatel my yitzhara. I don't need to fulfill every tithe I want. I'm not going to go and smell the snuff. Then he thought to himself, maybe the only reason I'm saying that is because I can't be bothered to get up. Maybe that's also yitzhara. It's just an excuse not to get up. And he's thinking back and forth what to do. You say, he should go, he shouldn't go. In the end, he got up, took the snuff box, picked it up, put it down again, and went back to the bed again. The Pasuk says, Perek Lamed Vav, Pasuk Vav, Vayaviru Kol V'machne, and they said, every ish for isha lo yasa oid melocha l'trumas ha-kodesh. And then the Pasuk tells us in Pasuk Zayin, v'amelocha is a dayam l'chol amelocha. There was enough. Lasa zoysay. There was enough materials needed, v'hoysar and extra. It's mashma they bought more than was needed. Sounds like there was leftovers for the Mishkan. What did they do with those leftovers? So the Torah ala Torah, and the Bali Tosas say, they used it l'chazik the Bedek Abayis, or to make klisharis. The Mefarshim ask, but why should those people not be zoicha to have their donations included? They gave for the Mishkan. And Nebuch, some of those people, it wasn't used for the Mishkan itself. So Rechaim HaKadosh has an unbelievable pshat. The lashon of there was daya enough, dayam v'hoiser, enough and extra. It's two opposites. Which was it? Was it enough or was it extra? So he says, pshat is, the people bought more than was needed. But these people wanted their donation to the Mishkan. They gave with nidvas libom. They so much wanted to give. And now their things aren't going to be used, their donations aren't going to be used. After the tircha, they would have such chalishas adas. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a special nes. Everything that was given, even though it was not necessary, it all was able to be used. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a nes, says Rechaim HaKadosh. It was hoiser, it was extra, but daim was enough to make sure that whatever everybody gave would be able to be used. You see what it is, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves it when somebody does a mitzvah and he wants it to be able to be used. And every part of it is important to Ribbono Shel Olam. And this is a lesson. When an organization is collecting, and sometimes you get somebody who donates $1 million. Somebody gives a big donation. And then there's somebody else, he knows about the $1 million, the 500,000 donations, 100,000, 50,000, and then he gives his $18. And he says, why should I give? What's the point? Who cares about my $18? No. The Ribbono Shel Olam loves your $18. He's so happy. That is also part of it. Every part that goes into it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Then I have to say, we had somebody who donated to this building. He gave $1 million, more than $1 million, to this building. And when the Rosh Hashiva was makir toivt him very much, he said to the Rosh Hashiva that the $1 million he gave was easier for him to give than some of the people gave $180. He should be thankful to the people who gave $180. For them, it was harder for some of them. The Ksav Sefer also points this out, the chashivas of the people giving. Perek Lamed Hei. Pasuk Chaf Aleph. The Pasuk says, Vayavoyu kol ish asher nesoi liboy, v'choil asher nodva ruchoi oisoi. Whoever spirit desired. So what's the word oisoi, him? V'choil asher nodva ruchoi should be heviu, they brought. But it has the extra word, nodva ruchoi oisoi. Says the Ksav Sefer, when people donate, sometimes, especially when you have appeals in shul, and that is really the point of the appeal. The point of the appeal is to encourage people who don't want to give, they feel embarrassed not to give. And they see the amounts people are giving, so therefore that will make them also give. And that's why there are certain rich people who like to give anonymously, and sometimes it's better they shouldn't give anonymously, even though there's a big union to do that. But it encourages other people to give when they see them giving. And so that's why we have those appeals. So over here, there are people giving for the Mishkan. Some of the people might be giving because they see their neighbor giving. They're seeing everybody else giving. They'll give. Yeah, I want to give. But they feel deep down that it's because they have to give. So the Pasuk says no. There was nobody like that. V'choil asher nodva, whoever donated, asher nodva ruch, when Stami donated, asher nodva ruch oisoi. He was personally inspired. It wasn't through somebody else's inspiration. It was inspiration that he had on his own. Before we get to Pekudei, just to tell you so we make sure we have time, I want to tell you something. Parshas Poro this week. And I once heard B'Shem Rav Hutna Pshat like this. Now, what's the Pshat in Poro Aduma? I would tell you to Parshas Chukas, but we're never together Parshas Chukas. So we can tell it to you now. It's an excuse to tell it to you now. Pshat in Poro Aduma. It's a very strange mitzvah. A red cow, obviously, it's something that never really happened, something extremely rare. It was on Pines, really, it looks like. So few of them. You see from the value how rare it was. So what's the Pshat in the Poro Aduma? So where do you see red in the Torah? The first time you see red in the Torah is by Esav. When Esav says, give me that red stuff to eat. What happened then? Avram Avinu had died. And death is a time which people get very shaken up. And it can make people go in two different directions. It's an azman where you can think, eat, drink, and be merry for tomorrow you may die, v'yeshayim diet. Or it's also a zman, where you could take the opportunity to realize, t'mazke yoyim ha-misa, and to remember, this is the end of all man, to do tshuva, ma'isim tovim. So Esav saw his grandfather had died. And how did he take that zman? How did he take that opportunity? How did he use it? He took it to go off the derech, the farhesia, in public. That is when he really left his mesira of his father, his zeda. That was the final straw of Esav. So he took death and he used it the wrong way. Where do we see a cow in the Torah? The eagle, a calf. What happened then? They thought Moshe died. Moshe died. There's an opportunity to realize we better do tshuva. Even Moshe Rabbeinu himself died. One day we're going to stand before Kisei HaKavod. And what did Klal Yisrael do? Everything you could do wrong, they were doing wrong. They took the opportunity and used it the wrong way. So death is a zman that shakes up people. It's a zman that can be metahir tameim. Somebody who is tamei can become a baal tshuva from it. And it could also be metamei tohirim. It could take people going the right way and send them in the wrong direction. It's a very dangerous time. It's a very emotional time. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, whenever somebody dies, and that time of tragedy like that, you need a Parah Aduma. You need a Zecha to remember what can go wrong. Remember it as man, be Matar Tameim, Matar Tamatayim, and use it in the correct way. Let's get to Pekudei. Perig Lamed Tes, Pasuk Lamed Beis, says, Vatechal Kol Havoida. They finished all the Havoida of the Mishkan. Kol Havoida's Mishkan El Moed. The Rechaim asked the Kasha, it shouldn't say Vatechal. Vatechal is it got finished. It should say Vayachulu. And they finished. Not it was finished. So Rechaim HaKadosh has a few pshatim. His first pshat is, it couldn't say Vayachulu, they finished, because not all Kalim did Klal Yisrael make. The Menorah, the Medrash Tanchumah says in Parashat Shmini, was Nasa Me'atzma, was made on its own. So since it was made on its own, they didn't finish it. So it wasn't able to use the Lashon of Vayachulu. That's a very nice technical pshat, upi pshat. And then he says a different type of pshat. He says, Vateichel kol avoida is meramis to the posuk and Tehillim, pei dalad, posuk gimel, nichsa v'gam kolsa nafshi lechatres Hashem. Kolsa nafshi means my heart desires, wants. Vateichel kol avoida is they did all their avoida with the lust of kolsa nafshi, with keshek, with desire. Like we said, it was nidvas libum, like we mentioned earlier. And Perek Mem, Pasuk Mem Gimel, says, Vayevorech Oysom Moshe. Moshe left them. After building a beautiful shul, which the Rav had fundraised for, they had a dinner. And at that dinner, which the Rav made, he thanked the Menadvim. And Rav Zalman Sorotskin, who was there at this dinner, so he said over, Oilom hofuch ra'isi. I see an upside-down world. The Kohol should thank the Rav. Look what the Rav did for them. He worked hard, he fundraised, and he managed to build this shul they'll be able to daven in. And instead of them thanking him, he's thanking the people over here. But he said, it's mechavim to the das of Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, after they built the Mishkan, Vayevorech Oysom Moshe, he thanks them. He gives them a bracha. He didn't wait from thanks for them. You would think Klal Yisrael would come to Moshe Rabbeinu and give him such a yashar koach. Look what you did for us, this Mishkan. He'd be mezakeh them with a mokum v'ashras hashchina. But that's not how he looked at it. What the seichel is really mechayev is not what happens. We do the opposite. Just like we see the oni, a poor person, he gets an adova, he's mevarach the balabais, he thanks him. Even though Chazal say, Yoisimi Masha Balabais Oisala Oni, more than the Balabais does for the poor person, her Oni Oisala Balabais, the poor person is doing for the Balabais. We live in an upside down world. We have to realize, really, what is the emes sometimes, even though we live in this Alma de Shikra, Shabbos.